Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Texans are struggling, but the Rockets, they got off the start of their season last night, opening night. They were the opening game, and it was a great game, straight up. Double OT, and the Rockets, they did lose 125-124, but a really, really fun game. And first of all, with the Rockets, we talked about it a bit earlier. I didn't get to this, and we said it before, like, some of those games last year, even though they were really good, they were tough watches. Like, that, even last night, their first game, you could just see that they score easier.
Oh, yeah.
Just, it's like, and they can still defend, but, you know, they can get up and down. You can see the athleticism. They shoot. Even though they didn't shoot it great, you can see, like, there's so much more space on the floor. It is just a more enjoyable watch. Right.
There's so many different ways. I mean, you can already tell, obviously, you probably knew this when you get Kevin Durant, you probably know this, assume this, but to see it, like, there's so many different ways this team can win. Last year, it was, you got to muck this thing up, man. You got to get as physical as you possibly can, muck it up, take them out of their comfort zone, and hopefully you can hit some shots late to win a game, right? And they were really good at it, obviously. But now, just, well, I mean, I look up there and KD is doing his thing, like, at the left elbow, and is clearly blanketed. I don't even know who was covering him, but clearly blanketed. And he just stands straight up and shoots a jumper from the elbow and knocks it down. To have a guy that can score that easily, doesn't have to be wide open or doesn't have to be at the rack to score, that just opens up so much more to you know, ways that the Rockets can win, obviously through KD. As you saw last night, they ran it through Şengün, and he was lights out. We saw that plenty of times last year, especially late in the season, where they're running it through him. You still have the ability to do some of that defensive roughhouse type stuff. So the different ways that they can attack and the different ways that they can win, the different ways they can frustrate an opponent, is impressive. It's fun. I know it's one game, but it's blatantly obvious.
713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in on this. Your thoughts on KD's debut last night? KD, 47 minutes. He fouled out, and he picked them fouls up in bunches late. I mean, he was sitting there fine, and then next thing you know, he got several of them in a row, including really the toughest one, where he sent SGA to the line, which eventually he took the lead there, and those were the winning points there when he went to the line. But he fouls out of that game. He gets 23 points. Tyler had him at 20. Four and a half. Is that what you had him at, Tyler? You just needed a bucket.
Yeah, I lost him by the hook.
Yep. But he goes 23 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists. Very, very efficient, which is, I think, even to the point that you were making there with KD. Like, KD is not somebody that has to have 30 shots. to get above, right? He got 23 points. He was 0 for 4 from 3, which is not going to be something that happens. I mean, on 16 attempts, you know, and he missed all his threes and he gets 23 points, that could have easily been, you know, a 30-point night. And he had some issues. There were some turnovers late that he had. He missed a free throw late in the fourth quarter that could have made it a three-point game instead of a two-point game. I'm not really worried about that. I love what I saw from him. And you can see they just have a dude, when it all breaks down, that can go get a bucket. Yeah. And it's more confident. Like, it's not like, hold on to your horses. We'll see what Jalen Green's going to do. Is he going to? No, they got a guy that can do it. And because they have a guy, their other guys have advantageous matchups. Like, because Kevin Durant's on the floor, Alfred Şengün is getting guarded by a guard. And they were able to work that. So you could see his impact. It wasn't the best of KD, and I don't have any concerns that he's going to miss late game free throws or that he's going to have turnovers like that. But you can see how things opened up for the second and potential third players with Şengün and guys like Thompson. So I was impressed and really excited about the future with his performance.
Yeah, hell, I mean, you should be. I mean, this is going to be fun, man. I mean, on primetime stage against the champs and you double OT and play down to the nails. I mean, that's a good start, no doubt.
No, it is. Someone text in, guys, Reed Shepherd is not going to work. We got to find somebody else as clear as day. No, it can't be. I mean, come on, guys. He was your number three pick. You got to give him more than the time he's had. I mean, that was probably, especially opening day, OKC. I mean, he had been in those moments, and I think he's going to have to get. Well, this guy's a freshman out of Kentucky that went right to the league.
Well, you got to expose him to it. I think that's a good point, Ron. Is, you know, last night was great exposure for guys that need to develop that didn't get a lot of exposure last year. Mainly Reed Shepherd, obviously. I think the step that was made in the right direction last night, which maybe this is why my bar is set extremely low for Reed Shepherd, but the step that was made last night was he damn sure looked like he belonged. And from a sense of wanting to be there and being aggressive and not hesitating and not, you know, bypassing opportunities and things of that nature. Like he clearly was aggressive. He clearly did not hesitate when he wanted to take a shot. And look, it wasn't pretty, obviously, but the step of just being confident in those moments for me, which we've seen. Small sample size of that. We've seen flashes in the pan of that. Can it happen every time he touches the floor? I think is a big question. I think that's, for me personally, before I get to, well, how many threes did he knock down? Is he distributing the ball? How effective is he at? Like, I just want to see him go out there and consistently feel like it's like, hey, man, appreciate y'all showing up on my floor today and playing with me.
Yeah.
Like, just bring that attitude of like, hey, man, I'm going to come at your throat kind of deal. And the rest, I think, will fall in place. But that's the part I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And I think we saw that last night.
I'm sorry. He just hasn't had enough meaningful opportunities to say no, right? Like, to get him out of there. He had to go in there. They would have rather had Fred. They would have rather had Amen Thompson. But obviously, they had some injuries there. And I think he's got to get those opportunities. All right. Let's go to our guy, B. Scott, a little Texans report with Brandon Scott. He'll probably mix in some Rocket stuff if I know him. But Texans report coming up next right here live on The Drive.